Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stall It, episode 219. Any buses? 219?
219, 219.
Did you ever get the 219? Is that a bus?
No.
Seems like a bus. Suppose every number kind of seems like a bus.
Yeah, could be. They're all letters now. Fucking making it complicated. Yeah, N6.
N16 and NSYNC. Do us a favour.
Load me arse.
Backstreet Boys. Spice Girls. No, it's a stupid joke.
I like you.
Did you?
I like that you're trying.
Yeah.
That's all that counts.
E for effort.
Big thumbs up. Big gold star for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like them fucking bush jokes.
I'd have killed the teacher for a gold star back in school.
Would you?
Yeah, I never got one. No. Not me. Not the Dazzler.
I got some, but I was never at the top. I was never... some people have fucking loads of stars.
I used to love stickers.
But do they put them on your forehead?
You tend to kind of do that yourself and be like...
Ours used to put our... The teacher would apply the star to the forehead. Is that weird?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's odd.
Okay. Look into that.
They wouldn't be get away with that now.
They wouldn't.
No.
It's not respectful.
I think about it, yeah.
Well, the star chart was on the board, no? And then, like, at the end of the week, you'd get a fucking...
No, on a Friday, muffin. If you were good, they used to give us, like... I remember getting Star Trek ones. Little stickers. Like, characters like Spider-Man and all.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
That's private school for you.
Yeah, is it?
That's boarding school.
That's St. Canis's Finglas Village.
That's Black Rock for you, I suppose.
Middle class.
Oh, yeah.
Upper class.
And then
upper middle.
And then I went to Spain with the family after.
Oh.
Mm. And I got a Game Boy.
Oh.
And a game with 100 million games on it.
All
but
them.
They were all like the same games.
Sake.
Like Sonic and Blonic. 2 and 3. And yeah, you know yourself. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
But we get
basically
into it.
The same game. Yeah. Just different names.
Mommy, get into it.
Come on then. Yeah, it's a good episode. Let's fucking just jump straight in.
Yeah, go on.
How are you?
Not bad, yeah. Cellulitis is cleared up.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I had cellulitis. You knew that.
You mentioned it.
Yeah.
At length.
I gave away the address to Marconi House on the Conways so people could send me gifts.
Oh yeah.
For my illness, like, you know, like magazines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Didn't get a bean. Nothing.
No. You should have...
You think they're on your side and then like all of a sudden like don't even send you a fucking magazine. Like.
I know. Why don't people give me free shit all the time?
I know.
All the time. Just send it.
It's dried up.
The free shit?
Ah, it's dried up.
It was good during COVID.
Yeah.
It was the only way companies could market themselves. And now...
I mean, I was offered a tent at EP, but I didn't take it.
Oh yeah, one of them. Wish I was bleeding off at a tent. Everyone's giving out about people staying in Coca-Cola tents. Mm. There I was in the back of a go-car.
I know.
Van. On a flat mattress.
Good crack all the same though.
It was good, yeah. It was good.
Was it dark?
Was it dark?
In the back of the van.
Oh yeah, it was pitch black. Yeah, yeah. Pure blackout. Blackout blinds on it.
Yeah? they're not built for that.
I was going to sleep in the car, but there's just something weird about the windows. Like...
Mm.
Anyone could just come up and see you sleeping.
Could have just put black bags on the windows.
That seems weirder as well. You know, staying in the stranger's back garden.
Yeah.
That was weird.
You were saying, when were we fucking talking about that?
I was on the Conways.
Oh, he was on the Conways yesterday. Or was that the day before? The day before?
The day before.
Tuesday, yeah. He was on that, talking, giving away all Starlet's content.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to talk about Electric Picnic on this because this is going to be going out later. So I wasn't sure whether to talk about it.
I think you could talk about your experiences.
Yeah, it's evergreen. It's evergreen.
It's evergreen.
Sure, it's fucking sold out for next year already.
That's ridiculous. Why would... that's stupid. The problem with it selling out is they don't need good acts now.
No.
And that's why they don't book good acts.
Was there no good acts this time?
Not really, no.
Who was the best? Who was playing?
Kings of Leon. Leon was pretty cool. But like, how is your headlined Friday night?
Take Me to Church, fella.
Yeah, I feel like you could see him in Vicar Street any week.
How's he?
You know? Yeah.
He'd be trailing a job.
Well, even that.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like you'd see him down the pub.
Maybe Crow Park now.
Maybe. He's the type of person, you know when so sometimes you'll see an act and they do Croke Park and then next year they're down the Tree Arena. You're like, what? How do you figure that one out?
Mm. Like, it's like us.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think, done Croke Park and
was
then
that
the Tree Arena.
Oh, was that it?
Weird. Do you know what I mean?
It's like us down like Vicar Street and then going to like Finglas Community Centre. Leisure Centre.
It's a fall from grace. It's a fall from grace.
Just down like youth clubs. Would you like to come and stall it?
Who was headlining Saturday?
Seema. Was she playing?
No.
Stop.
I know.
With the baker or not?
The candlestick maker.
Shame.
Ridiculous.
In Omni.
Chapel Room, was it?
She wasn't even headlining. No, she was on before Hosier.
Oh.
Pink Pony Club. I just keep saying shit, don't they?
Just.
It's relevant.
Okay.
It's connected. Okay. We can get something.
That's the podcast.
Is that what it's always been like?
That's pretty much.
Like Joe just says things and I just finish sentences.
The MO, yeah.
The smaller tents were the good ones. Do you know what? I stumbled across the Hot Press tent and Khaki Kid was in there. And he was doing like a...
Good mate of hers.
A friend of the podcast.
Well, not the podcast, but...
Friend of us.
Friend of... True a friend.
Sort of. Mutual friends.
Khaki Kid. Come on, I'm going to stop doing that now.
I went in to see him and then he spotted me and he was like, no way, John McGoughlin or whatever. And I was like, oh.
Did he say your name?
On the stage, yeah. And then he came up to me after and I was like, oh, what's the crack? And then he said that he was gigging on one of the stages at 4 o'clock. And then I went to one of the stages, it was the Tree Arena stage or whatever it was called, the Tree Stage. And then he got into the crowd. I was packed out, fair play to him. Like he packed the place out, but he got into the crowd then to start a mosh pit. And he came over to where I was. He didn't know I was in the crowd. And then he got a circle going. And then he spotted me. And then he came over to me again. He must have just thought I would... Like, I went from, cool friends, multimedia friends, to, okay, he's a little bit of a stalker. And then, so he pulled me in. And then he cut him off. He went over his time.
Oh.
And everyone was like, one more song. And they were literally moving his drums off stage. And they were just like... There was no subtlety to it. It was just like, time's up, you're done.
Out of here.
Shutting up shop. Obviously... You have to do that, but it just felt distasteful or something like that.
I think
but
everyone deserves one more tune.
Then we bumped into a couple of friends of ours and they said, there's a secret set on at the Heineken tent and apparently Khaki Kid's going to be there. And we were like, oh, we just seen Khaki Kid. This was at like half six.
Pure fucking stalker.
I know. Like the whole of fucking Saturday, I just feel like I was walking around.
Oh, he's
following
the Khaki Kid's gaff. He's having a session. He's in his sitting room.
I went from cool to creepy real quick.
And where are you off to? And what's in that?
Oh, let me tell you. I bumped into... So I was
someone bad-mouthing me?
No.
Okay.
It's not always about you, Darren. What happened? I was in like the production area of when I was doing the conversation yoke. But it's also the production area for other stages. And there was loads of people back there, little celebrities or whatever. And someone came up to me and I didn't know him. So I thought he was kind of like a fan or something.
Following you around all day.
And he goes, John McGuckin. And I was like, yeah. How are you doing? Like, you know? And he goes,
Bono.
He leans into me. He goes, do you know who I am? And I says, no. And he looks around him. And I'm still shaking his hand at this stage. He's like, do you know who I am? No. And then he just pulls me in and he goes, blind boy.
No.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, I'd never seen him before. So I was like, no way, fucking, what's the story, man? Then I was chatting to him for a bit. But the way he did it, like, you know, nobody can hear this. And he's like, blind boy.
No way.
Yeah. And he was asking for you. He was actually asking.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, I've always pictured that scenario and you just lived it.
Really?
Where he just pulled me in and say, blind boy.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus, that's what you look like.
I
fucking
can't believe it.
It's mental.
I've had dreams about that.
I've lived your dream, man.
Literally, I have had dreams of being at EP and him pulling me in like that and saying, it's me, blind boy.
And then I bumped into Mr. Chrome or Bobby Fingers.
Bobby Fingers, yeah.
And I had the other person in the Rubber Bands.
Yeah.
And I had like the opposite. Like, blind boy was so nice.
He pulled you in and just went, fuck off.
Yeah.
No.
Not far off it.
What?
Not far off it. I mean, in fairness.
Well, you would have known him. Did you approach him?
I approached him.
As you do.
from the videos, his Bobby Fingers videos. And I said, what's the story, man? I said, Mr. Fingers, yeah. And he was like, yeah. And he was with his mates and he was real cold, real standoffish. But I wanted them to like me. And I was like, oh, I have a friend. He was working on your thing. He was working on your thing. And I was telling you as well about a clip that I seen from his show.
And you said it.
And so I said it to him. I said, I seen that fucking thing, man. And it's gas. Absolutely hilarious. Like, I never laughed so hard at something from behind the scenes. Like, it's brilliant. And then he goes, and how did you see that? And I was like, oh, just your man showed me. He just recorded it backstage. And he goes, well, you can tell your mate that he'll never walk with me again. And then just turns his back at me. And I'm like, fucking it. I was like, I said to him, I says, are you being serious or are you messing? And he goes, no, I'm fucking serious. And then he just turns his back at me again. And I was like, even now I feel like a knot in my stomach, like, oh, I feel like the man just hates me.
I've had nightmares about that before. I've lived that. I always thought Bobby Fingers would come up to me at EP and tell me to fuck off.
Oh, that's Bobby a shame because he's classy. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan.
Oh, no.
Please don't hate me. So I felt sick. I felt so sick after that. But also, like, don't be a dickhead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ah, disappointing. But then I seen Kings of Leon, and that was like, that's bucket list shit.
What would I like in person to me?
I didn't meet them in person. Damn. What were the famous people?
Loads of celebrities just pulling you in for a handshake.
Rosie O'Donnell, she was just floating around.
Yeah, seeing that, yeah.
Dara O'Brien, he was floating around. Who else? Junior Brother. Do you know Junior Brother?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
Like, if you haven't heard of Junior Brother, check them out, guys.
Is it a them? Him?
Don't even ask me. Don't even ask me, I don't know.
It's a him.
Him, yeah. One guy. But he's amazing.
Mm.
He's so good. He's like, blind boy, had a love child. I said this to him. I said, man, you are brilliant. It was like, blind boy had a love child with Damien Dempsey. That's what he's like.
That's a great description, yeah.
So good. Really good. But man, I fucking love her. I can't believe. And you know what? There was a rave on in the fucking Super Value outside. Did you see videos of that?
No.
Sponsored by Buzz Balls.
I've seen
literally
it.
Big.
Ding, ding.
There'll be no more mention of Buzz Balls anymore, right? But yeah. We just have to say one more thing about it. Did you see the Buzz Ball cars going around?
Well, I seen
directly
the clip,
after fucking. We were talking about it. It's like they were just in storage and they heard us talking about it. They're like, get the Buzz Ball cars in.
Get the Buzz Ball cars.
Strike. Strike it now.
The Buzzmobile.
Strike while the iron is hot.
They're talking about it.
Do you know how long we've waited?
They were all over Electric Picnic. Just like.
They've every right to be.
Shrapnel.
Buzzballs were.
That's enough.
Buzzballs.
Let's stop it on the Buzzballs shit, sorry, right? Sorry. I listened back to the episode because I was curious and we'd say it like 3,000 times. Like the whole episode nearly is just like Buzzballs.
Buzzballs.
It's a great word to say.
It is.
Buzzballs.
That's enough. Right.
That's enough of it.
Okay.
But there was a rave on in the Super Value. I feel sorry for the people of Stradbally having to put up with that.
Nah, sure, it's only once a year.
Yeah.
If it was out, so my gaff, I wouldn't give out. Once a year.
They're grand. Most of them rent their houses out for thousands.
You get free tickets and all.
Yeah.
People don't want to go.
People rent their car park.
Yeah. Like they're making mint.
Yeah.
There'd be no people in their garden selling bottles of water there, I tell you.
There should be, though.
They're missing out.
Yeah.
Want to take a leaf out of our books?
Yeah. Get on that Portland Row bus.
Yeah.
Balls.
Stop.
Sorry.
Ed, don't encourage them.
Sorry. That was entirely my fault. It took us down the Buzzball route. No more.
I had one down there, though. That was my first time. Disgusting.
No.
They're disgusting.
They're fucking lovely.
They're nice.
You have to get a nice one. You obviously didn't have the green one.
I got the green one and the red one. And there was also a chocolate flavoured one. Which was, they were disgusting. It's tequila and vodka.
Yeah.
Nah.
Right, that's enough.
Not nice.
Are we banning Buzzballs?
Buzzballs is banned now. Okay. Until we do a live read for them and an ad.
And they give you a car.
Yeah, and they just give me one of the Buzzball cars. Then we're talking. So that's it. That's your recap on EP.
That's my recap on EP, yeah. I'm sure.
Memorable. Stuff memorable.
As
I
always,
still can't believe that you talked to Blind Boy without the mask.
Without the mask. Love that.
Did he have any spots?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. Do you have a beard or anything?
kind of bit of scruff going on, yeah.
Colour is his hair?
Black.
Would you be able to draw him out on the lineup?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of cartoon. Photo fit.
The jig is up. Do you feel like the jig is up now and you're like, ah, now that he looks like that, I don't like him anymore.
No, I like him more. I like him more.
You've seen behind the bag.
Yeah. What was I? There was one last. Yeah, the reason why I was talking about Super Value was because we left the festival to go to Super Value to get more drink, and there's people outside, and they would cut your hand off to get your wristband, and I think it's crazy that like you're just like nah.
People out. Oh, like the Super Value in the village, is it?
In the village, yeah.
Oh, I thought you went. Was there not like a pop up supermarket down there that you could go in and get like?
I think there's a little. I think there might be a little down there.
Was it little
in the campsite or an Aldi or something?
It was Aldi last year, I think. But I think it was. Was it Daybreak or something like that? Landis.
Oh, Landis. Landis.
Thank you.
Was it Landis? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go down?
No, it was fucking grim looking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I fucking. Yeah. So you just leave and you got the fucking Super Value. I've never left EP before until this year. I always thought there was nothing outside it. It's just going to be more fields.
Yeah.
It's literally a fucking village that you can get. I was going out for breakfast, a bit of lunch. Where the fuck would you eat in there?
I know.
In the festival. It's like €20 for a burger. Fuck that.
Get one for 15 outside.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck that. Fiver.
Money in my pocket.
They never up their prices outside because of the occasion.
They do, but it's still a lot cheaper
than yeah.
what they're charging you inside.
Jesus.
In December, drinking horchata, it looks like I got the Guinness balaclava.
I was Godfather at a christening. What do you think of that?
How'd it go?
Fucking as it should go. Just light that candle there.
Did you feel any pressure?
No. I was nervous. Very relaxed about it all.
Yeah. I asked you about it already, but you didn't hold the baby.
No.
The fuck?
What?
Like?
Why?
I don't hold babies.
Not then you can't be the Godfather.
I seize up, man. If someone's like, do you want to hold the new baby? I just seize up. I'm like, no. But so afraid I dropped them or something. It's not even a newborn. Child's like 8 or something. How are they going to hold an 8-year-old?
Is he 8?
No. Oh. Like a couple of months. She.
She?
Yeah.
Even for photographs, were you not asked to hold a baby?
They didn't even offer. They say, do you want to hold it? Do you know what I'm like?
What are you like?
Just seize up. Was my
what do you mean you just seize up? Just like you get the baby and then you just like have a panic attack?
No, I just feel like I just drop a baby. Like,
yeah.
They're too small. And like, I just don't want to hold a baby. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I get it. Yeah.
It's because it's not yours. When it's yours,
you'd
be
different.
Juggling the blade and yoke.
Yeah.
But it's like if you hold someone else's
swinging
new phone, look at that phone and you'd be like,
yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah.
It's exactly
it's
that.
No, but that's a good way of putting it. It's like holding a brand new iPhone and you're like, oh God, oh, get that away from me.
Yeah.
Oh, stop, get that away. Or drop it.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah. Because I don't want to fucking break it. And you don't know how delicate they are.
No.
Especially babies. Babies are, like, we're born prematurely because our heads haven't developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have big brains. So we come out earlier than, like, a horse has a baby and it's walking straight away.
Just comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm in the world now. But like I think we're the only animals that are
take ages
that will die. That will literally die if we don't have a mother. Whereas horses and stuff, they'll survive in the in the wilderness. Maybe that's probably wrong. Boards probably need boards, that mass. Yeah.
The worms and all.
Actually, that's very wrong.
I think you're
right. I'd have left it. I would have just like doubled down there. The old jaw would have doubled down.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
A lot of animals, like sharks. Sharks just shit the babies out and they're just swimming straight away and they never stop swimming.
There you go.
Sharks don't sleep. They just swim and swim.
It must be bollocks.
If they stop swimming, they die. Is that a fact?
I don't believe that.
It's how they get their oxygen in, but I'm going to look that up.
Yes.
Oh, we're back to the fact checks. Oh,
that's
missed
an interesting one.
Now, let's see.
Next of all, Darren from Finglas will walk in the room.
It's old school style.
Why do sharks...
Did you ever see a seahorse having babies?
They like sprout out like a million of them.
Oh.
They shit them out.
It's fucking
terrifying.
There's
like hundreds and thousands of them.
And it's the bloke that does it.
How is that impossible?
But the woman's just like, hey, you can have me egg and just stick it in your belly.
Nice.
And
If only it was that easy. Would you carry a baby?
No. No.
Would you carry me, baby?
Wouldn't hold one anyway.
This is a smooth segue from newborn babies to sharks. Sharks must keep moving to breathe or avoid sinking because many species rely on continuous forward motion or ram ventilation.
Are they not already sinking?
To force oxygen-rich water into their or over their gills, unlike other fish that have swim bladders for buoyancy, sharks use their fins and oily livers for lift, so swimming prevents them from sinking to the bottom.
Ah, that's where they can't go backwards because all the water will go into their gills.
Gills. I think that's for any fish, kind of, isn't it? If you pull them by the tail, remember? Oh, don't, if you get a goldfish, don't pull it around by the tail or else it'll die.
I never heard that, but no. Also, I would never pull a goldfish around by the tail.
They used to say that to me in the pet shop.
You going into pet shops pulling on goldfish?
No, they used to just say, just don't pull it by the tail backwards and, or it'll die. And I'd be like, yeah, no, but I won't. No.
But what is allowed then?
I wasn't thinking about
it. If that's not allowed, what is acceptable?
Can you drag it forward? Nudge it forward, like?
You can put your finger in and, like, hey.
Can you?
We can. Ah, yeah.
No, you can't.
You put your finger in and go, woo. No? You can try rub them, like?
No.
But they used to just tell me that in the pet shop, and I was like, I'm not going to, like, pull them by the tail or anything.
But sure, in Spain, you put your fucking eat your feet and all that. You stick your feet in.
They're different
fish.
They're not.
They're not goldfish.
They're not goldfish.
That's why I've been killed.
They're piranhas, man. You're getting your feet cleaned by piranhas.
Yeah.
You're just putting your feet into a tank in a pet shop.
I'm like, will you eat it?
Don't pull them by the tail.
No wonder that's starving to
death.
Don't
pull them by the tail. Don't put your feet into his lake.
Read the paper.
Into his lake bowl. Feet in.
Oh, God.
My sister, I think I might have said this before, but my sister had a goldfish and it just wouldn't die. And my ma was sick of it. And then when Joanne went to school one day, she flushed it down the toilet and said to Joanne, oh, goldfish died, flushed it down the toilet.
Well, that's a bit cruel, isn't it?
But it swam back.
What?
Like, Joanne went into the toilet and it was literally just swimming around the toilet bowl.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how, like, maybe it didn't flush properly or something like that. But, then we had it for another few months before my ma just threw it out the back. Can't come back that way. Can't fly back.
So that's where all them fish on the bowl came from. They're all just like put into.
They're all the dead
the
fish.
Lid, like. What was the lid you had? It was like seashells and stuff like that. And it was like.
It was like an aquarium.
Aquarium. You know them ones?
A toilet seat.
A toilet seat. And it's like ocean. Like
I can see it, yeah.
It's like semi see through, but it just has like starfish and seashells. And
but there's like some sort of like glue in there holding them all together. Yeah. Like bubbly.
It was ugly.
It sounds beautiful.
It was very tranquil.
Oh, yeah.
It was very tranquil, peaceful. You get in the bath and then you just think you're in the sea.
Some ambience on the radio when you walk in.
And the funny, this is the flats, like, you know, this is a really tiny, dingy little, like, you could barely stand up in a toilet. I mean, Matt's like, let's make it look like sea life.
It's time to get tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Gas. I'm going away tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Is it tomorrow?
Tenerife.
Ooh.
You ever there?
No.
You weren't there either, were you?
I think I was.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a pirate show? A pirate dinner show?
Is that Lanzarote?
Maybe.
You're thinking of Rancho, Texas, bro.
Am I? Is that what I'm thinking?
It's not pirates, though. There's a place in Lanzarote I went to when I was kids called Rancho, Texas. There's like a big like cowboy show on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But they speak Spanish.
They're like, si, si, si. And I was like, this is deadly. This is great.
El cowboy.
It's supposed to be fun. Anyway, you're going tomorrow?
Going tomorrow, yeah.
Are you excited?
Sorry, I'm not going tomorrow. I'm going on Saturday.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It's kind of tomorrow, though, because I have to leave the gaff at 3 a.m. Yeah. Still feels like Friday.
Yeah.
Even though it's past 12, but it's still kind of Friday. I don't consider the next day till like when I wake up, like at like 8 or 9.
Most people would think
but
that
if you're
next,
awake,
the next
if you're
day.
Awake
is
at
the
3
day.
If you get in the airport at 3 a.m. Saturday morning, it's like, people ask me what day is. I'm like, Friday. It's Friday.
Because I haven't slept yet.
Because I haven't slept. But when I go asleep, it'll be the next day.
Yeah.
And then I'll let you know. So fuck off.
Will you sleep on the plane? Yeah, you're going at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The flight's at 5:30, yeah.
You'd be bollocksed. Will you sleep on the plane?
No.
Will you sleep when you get there?
No.
Stay awake.
Yeah. straight to the airport, point to Europe.
Oh.
Get the photos, Europe. Hate that, Europe. Lashing out, is it, Europe?
How long are you going for?
A week.
Are you packed and ready to go?
No. Only getting fucking clothes yesterday, and if I go to Blanche later with Amy.
All you own is shorts.
I know, really.
Are you getting new clothes?
I'm going to get trousers. Fuck it.
That suits you. Like linen trousers.
Linen trousers, yeah.
Oh, that'd be class.
Linen shorts. A two-piece. It's fucking hard to shop online, though. Yeah. I mean, every day, every night, I'm just like on ASOS, and I'm like, oh, I'll just get that. Like, what if it doesn't fucking fit me, like? And then you get it doesn't fucking fit you.
Just go to Penny's, man.
Shy. Get me boxes and socks in there.
I want to know if you have anything planned for over there. Did you book anything? Or do you
yes,
just...
so I didn't book it, but it was Amy's birthday yesterday, and her sister got her like a voucher for like Tenerife excursions. So there's like a big list of things you can do, and it's like a voucher for that, so we just have to pick one of them and pre-book it before we go, which we'll probably do later on. Do you want to get the list up there, Tenerife excursions?
Yep.
Let's I mean, I could probably guess what it is.
Yeah, it's the usual. Look at some dolphins. Go on a boat.
You could probably
jet
go on a,
skis.
If you're not doing
that. Paragliding.
Like, can't you go on a Ferrari? Not a Ferrari, yeah, a safari.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do that in Tenerife? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing that you can do.
You can also rent out a, I think it's a Lamborghini.
Ooh.
Push it to the limit.
But you can't drive though.
Limit. Can now. Walk along the razor's edge.
Is it just called Tenerife Excursions?
Yes, Ed. Don't mention Buzzball.
It just gives me a list of...
Both. Yeah, go through them and we'll...
Catamaran.
Now, Darren, for your Tenerife Excursions, top pick, according to Get Your Guide, respectful whale watching, pirate cruise.
Ooh, wow, that could be
what
you were talking Jesus. About.
A pirate cruise?
What I was talking about. It was like dinner and a fucking shit
embark. Embark on an unforgettable whale-watching adventure on board our authentic pirate-style ship,
wait,
certified
so
and respectful.
It's whale-watching featuring pirates.
Yeah.
You're on a pirate ship.
We offer legal, sustainable tours with zero interference to marine life.
Have a bit of that.
Yeah.
Book that.
Now, I have to say, Darren, it does say zero interference with marine life.
So well, I wasn't going to fucking jump in, pull the boy the tail just, and kill them, was I?
You know,
not
just
a fucking goldfish. I mean...
History of goldfish. Maybe you're known overseas for your goldfish fingering.
I didn't finger a goldfish.
You said you did.
You did.
I put my finger in, I didn't touch it. They always get away. Do it to the turtle and all.
Oh, Jesus.
Except he tries to bite you.
You fingered the turtle?
Yeah.
What the fuck is respectful watching?
It's like watching with your arms behind your back and just taking it all in.
It's like glancing, side-eyeing it. It's like, I'm not looking. I'm just like taking a little sneaky
maybe
look.
Maybe ask the whale's consent.
Yeah.
Is it okay for us to watch you? And then you just, you don't actually watch them. You
is
just
it okay for us to watch
back.
The whales in this day and age?
Watch them with respect. How would he know if you are being disrespectful?
I know.
Sorry, you have to be looking with respect.
Cans and all.
You just turn around and Darren's tickling it on the belly. Darren!
That's not respectful.
No interactions. But be more like, hey, not interactions, man. I'm like, are you a Scarface?
Is it Spain? Is Tenerife Spain? Or no?
Yeah, Canary Islands, Spain, yeah.
Canary Islands?
Yeah.
Sure, Canary Islands, Spain?
Yeah. Even if it's not, it is.
Ah, yeah, it is.
Africa, no?
Oh, Africa. No, it's not. No. Africa's close, though.
It is very close, yeah.
It's like you drive to it. Yeah? Am I right?
You can catch a whale to it.
Just hop on.
That's what they mean by no interactions. Don't get on a whale's back and go
that's
to Africa.
Don't ask for a lift.
Don't ask for a lift to Africa. Ah, why?
What if they just didn't show up? Imagine booking that.
The whales didn't show up, yeah.
It's just a man in a costume.
There's a dormant volcano in Tenerife.
Yeah, you can get some quads and go up there. To the dormant volcano. But you can't touch it, you have to watch it.
Respectful volcano, yeah.
You have to watch it respectfully. Sorry, is it okay if I watch this volcano?
No.
If I can I touch it?
No.
Just stick your finger in the lava and go...
Can I finger the volcano?
Can I pull the volcano by the tail?
No, Darren!
That'd be good then, if you're going to do
it. The quads would be good up there, yeah. I've also seen a video on their YouTube and there's just some lad and he's like, do you want to rent this boat? And like, even if you don't have a license, you can go on the boat. And I was like, okay, I don't have a license. I'll probably do that.
Rent a boat?
How do you not need a license for a boat?
Mm. How big is the boat?
One of them GTA ones that you'd rob. And just go out on a little cruise. Not a big yacht or anything like not like the 188 or anything, you know.
I don't know what you're talking.
We Gregor joke.
Who? But yeah, I'd do that.
Go on a booze cruise. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Go to a nightclub that has suds in it for some reason.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a classic.
Suds.
Yeah.
Oh, a phone party. I might as well wear a t-shirt saying "Pussy suds. Patrol." Then while we're at it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, you have to do that, man. You have to do that. Did you buy flowery shorts?
Oh no, God.
Man, come on. You have to buy flowery shorts.
I was a big fan of them back in the day.
Everyone was, yeah. Three pockets. Great.
Fucking accessible.
Can hold so many things. A tattoo. You'll have to get a tattoo of an Ireland flag.
I say that every... An Ireland flag, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of football, like.
Well, every time you go to Spain, you have to get a tattoo. Like a shit kind of holiday.
Like a Man United crest.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
I used to get henna ones. Like Man United crests and that. Yeah, fucking good. Like,
are you gonna pick up some? Are you gonna pick up some jerseys?
No,
knock off.
Tenerife wouldn't be the place for the knock off jerseys. And I buy real ones, Ed.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not like all them influencers who are selling fake jerseys.
Yeah.
I buy the real ones from like Lifestyle Sports and all.
You wouldn't get like a fake Barcelona jersey. That's the crest is just like printed onto it, and it's not actually a hard crest.
Oh no, couldn't
Messi,
that.
Messi
like a,
with
almost
the
like a sticker, like. Like a sticker?
Not even a sticker. It's just like printed.
It's all just part of
it. I used to get them in Torquay when I was a kid.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Will you bring me back a pellet gun and a laser?
I'll get you a spring baton as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mate of mine brought a spring baton home for me before from Bulgaria. And I didn't ask him. I was like, did you get me out? And he's like, got your spring baton. I'm like, okay.
What's a spring, what, spring baton?
I've just said the guard baton, it's like the
and it just
I didn't do that. It was like you had to like forcefully like spring it out, like
right,
and then you had to like bang it off the ground to close it down.
Yeah, I remember. I remember them.
Fucking kill you, they would. You're not supposed to have them. I don't have that anymore.
No,
of course not.
No. I didn't upgrade it with one that clicks.
No,
didn't.
Knives, pen knives. Will you get me a pen knife?
I won't do that.
No,
but I get you a laser with like some little bits on the end of it, that like a little alien head.
A naked woman,
like a deck of cards, like an ace, ace on it.
A Mitsubishi sign,
yeah,
yeah, deadly.
And you can change them all yourself, like you get little gold caps, like you know, yeah. And they're always real dusty when you bought them, weren't they?
Yeah, they were already opened.
They were opened.
They were very clearly. Oh, sex cards.
Sex cards.
Yeah, you get them
with the ditties on them.
With like all sex pictures on them.
Sexy ones.
Someone brought them back from Spain and I think it woke something in me as a young boy.
What's that there now?
All of a sudden I really like to play Switch.
I'll get you a bag of tat.
I'd love that.
Do you want a bag of tat?
I'd love a bag of tat, yeah.
Do you want smokes?
No.
Do you want smokes that you've never heard of?
Do you want some LMBs, no?
Yes.
What about some CKs?
All of it.
What all about some Pall Mall? Want some Pall Mall?
Some Kimmels.
I'll get you 200.
Yeah.
Put them all in me socks.
Oh, yeah.
I probably shouldn't mention I'm getting smokes, because then they'll definitely stop me if they listen to the podcast.
But you're not getting smokes.
Oh, I am, yeah.
Oh.
Just 200 per person. Or like 1,000. Everyone gets 1,000.
200 bags.
It's a chance. You have to take a chance.
Yeah. If you get caught, you get caught. Whatever.
As soon as I start whistling and click my fingers, I'll just run out. So you can't. I'm not on Irish soil anymore. I'm outside the airport.
Caviezel.
Vin Diesel.
Imagine Vin Diesel is Jesus.
How many bags are you bringing over with you? How many suitcases?
Two. One 20 kg each. Because Amy's like fucking brings the wardrobe.
20 kg. So you're bringing over 40 kilos of clothes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of smokes to get.
That's a lot of shorts, man.
I'm going to do some smoking when I come back.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, 20 kg each. That's pretty standard, no?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
I'm not bringing a 10 kg around. Like, that comes with it. Well, it doesn't with Ryanair. Of course it doesn't.
Are you flying Ryanair?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You can't even get... Well, is there an upgraded... No, there's no area on Ryanair like that. If you get recognised, oh no way, come here, you can get in the fancy seats.
That'll never happen on any flight.
Ah, you never know. It happens to some
people. It nearly happened going to LA, do you remember?
Well, we got into the VIP, not the VIP area, but like
they we got into the executive lounge, all the suits. It was very nice.
Free drink, free food. How do you other half live, man? Yeah. I'd make a pig of myself in there. Absolute pig.
I think it was only a scar to book
it. I know, it is. It's only fucking cheap, like. Yeah.
It's just the fact you got for nothing, you're going like.
So what, you get everything free?
Like, I'll have a croissant if you don't mind.
I think you have to pay for the gargle and that in there, yeah.
No, it was free. You can go up and just take it.
Make a pig out yourself.
100%. I'm not getting on that flight. I'm staying here.
You're mad.
Jesus. But does Tenerife have a strip?
Yeah. So there's a nightclub strip called Veronica Strip. It's supposed to be very dodgy.
Huh? Why?
Because it's just like mad dodgy. But they say that about everywhere. You could say like somewhere here is dodgy. Like, but when you go, it's grand. You keep yourself to yourself.
What's your ideal day? What do you like on holiday? Like, you get up late? Are you early riser?
Early. Crack of dawn.
You're up and at it.
7 a.m., 6 a.m. No, not 6. What am I talking about? 7.
Are you running down to put a towel on a deck chair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. They're gonna clip that and I'm going to be a part of that fucking thing with a load of other cunts.
Wow. I've never done that. There's always...
I wouldn't bother. I don't fucking like the pool. I don't like sunbathing. I think it's shy. I'd rather go on foot and just see the place, like, and just go pub to pub, have a few cocktails, eat, go into the odd shop, get some smokes, go into another shop, get some more smokes. Then before you know, you just have loads of smokes.
Will you walk around with your top off?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, that thing would be glued to me.
What's the temperature in Tenerife? It's got to be like 28. 28, isn't it?
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. I think later in the week it gets to like 24, just going off that weather app. That's grand, though.
That's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want. You don't want to be burnt around.
That's
be
t-shirt off. That's t-shirt off.
I wouldn't be taking that off now.
Why?
I just wouldn't. There'd be bits everywhere.
But that's it. It's the same with everyone in Tenerife.
So I was saying to Amy, I barely get into the pool when I'm away. Like, I did a few times when we went away. But she was like, I goes to her yesterday, I don't even have swimming shorts. She's like, yeah, but you're not going to get in the fucking pool anyway. Like, and I was like, yeah, but I really want to. She's like, do you know that no one gives a fuck? Like, no one cares that you have fucking a muffin top. Like, no one cares.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but it's just like, don't know, I just can't, like.
And you're a man, like, as well. And you're
married. And I'm married, like. Like, I'm finished. I'm done now. Yeah. I can afford to walk around with my top off.
Are you afraid that you're going to tempt other women?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's what I thought she was afraid of.
Oh, that you're laying it out.
Yeah.
And kind of like, ladies,
yeah,
you can look.
Because once the top comes off, they'll be like, wow.
Look at ladies, him. I'm married. Sorry.
That should be the tattoo you get. Yeah. Like, on the chest. Sorry,
I'm married.
And on the back, just, you know, tantalizingly above the buttocks, I'm married.
A little tramp stamp.
That's as far as you go. Just above the arse.
Just some, like, tribal design down there.
Like spirals coming up, like, from.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, ladies.
Just, like, looks like a bit of tinsel off a tree. Do you like that, Ed? Do you want any smokes over there?
Oh, God. Just beautiful.
Yeah, but the top thing, can't do it. No.
Even after a few San Miguel's.
I'll tell you, if I have a few San Miguel's, I might. Well, a bit of fucking, what's the other thing called? The blade in the jug?
Sangria.
Sangria. San Miguel, yeah. Sangria be fucking, I mean, jocks off.
Finger in a goldfish.
Oh, fuck off, Ed. Bring back on.
Sangria from a bull's arse. Do you ever see the fucking bull that it comes in?
The black jar bull thing. Yeah, yeah.
And the top is its arse. So literally the sangria comes from its arse.
Yeah, funny though.
It's brilliant.
It's a nice touch.
Oh, God.
All them little shops have lots of little, like, man opening his top and has like a funny willy. Like them mechanical toys.
They're still on that buzz over there. Yeah. Funny Willy props, key rings, thingies.
Like a mug, but the handle is a penis.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
Isn't that guy? So I get that for someone. Yeah. Your dad loved that, Emmy. Yeah. Look, it's a Willy. I veins in it.
Look, he's opening his top. He has a little Willy.
He makes a funny noise. Like, little laugh he does.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just have this image of Amy's dad getting like,
Willie Mum?
Getting some bad news. I'll make a cup of tea, love.
Willie
sit down there.
Down you there. Get the good cup.
Yeah. Wrapped his hands around it. You go, what's this? Oh.
God.
I'm going to have to get one of them now.
You have to.
Oh, you have to.
I think you wouldn't find a Willy mug over there nowadays.
Oh, 100%.
A respectful.
I want to set a list of you have to drink 6 free shots per night.
Mm.
I'd probably do that once.
And they have to taste like apples. I don't know what it is, but like,
what's this all about?
Everywhere you go, they're like, hey, free shot.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go in and it's like an empty nightclub.
Well, I went to that strip before one year with Amy. Randomly, we stumbled upon it because we were on the beachfront and we're having a quiet few drinks and just watching the waves.
Lovely.
You know, beautiful.
Very nice.
And then I just heard like this really loud, intense music. I was like, what the fuck's going on? And it was like right through an alleyway, like 2 seconds, the opposite side of where we were was that strip like. And we went down and there was a guy outside, like, what do you call it? Like a rep, like.
Okay.
A nightclub rep. And he was just like, he turned around and his eye was like out the hair. There was like fucking, like he got a box or something like, and it was just like black and blue. Like it was like fucking a good bit out. Like I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, all right. Do you want to come in and get his complimentary drinks and like 6 shots? Like, oh yeah. And it was like £5 for like 2 vodkas and Red Bulls. And like, he just gave us like 6 shots and the rest was history.
I can't remember that.
It's just on a dance floor with loads of suds.
Suds, yeah.
Yeah.
Phone.
And mad. I wouldn't go back there. Too old for that. Too hairy in the. Too long in the tooth for that now. Too hairy in the tooth for that now.
Oh, man.
When Amy goes away, she like just goes into fucking shops all the time. Like she wants to buy clothes and stuff. I feel like Spain isn't the place. Like you get away with in like Vegas or somewhere like that with outlets. But like if she says like a fucking Lazara or something, she's in. Do you know what I mean?
I think the thought is that it's different stock.
It's not though.
I know.
And it's Dera.
Because if you buy it there, then you're the only one in Dublin that has it.
Yeah.
I think that's the insight.
That's the thinking behind it.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, new clothes. Different styles here.
Yeah.
It's a different culture.
Nobody will have this one.
Yeah.
I don't like drinking during the day.
Oh.
I think it's the worst time to drink.
Oh, no, it's not. It's the best.
I'd crash out, especially with the heat.
I just think of Spain as being drunk at 5 o'clock and being sunburned. And then having and then you go home and change it and have a shower and stuff. Having a shower drunk is a weird feeling, isn't it?
It's awful.
It's bleak.
I don't think I've ever had a shower drunk.
That's another thing.
I probably would have.
So these are the things I want you to do. I want you to take a picture of a mug with a penis.
Okay.
Have 5 free shots.
Can I get this down in writing? Like before we go, like bullet points.
I'll stick it into the group chat.
CC Ed.
Yeah.
It's going to be like I'll give you a checklist of things that you have to do. I want a laser.
I will get you one.
To find a laser.
I didn't get you a birthday present, so.
You can make up for it.
Okay.
With a laser.
What did you get me?
For your birthday.
Yeah. You got me something, didn't you?
I came back.
That was a desperately tense pause.
I came back from America and I brought Make America Great Again hats.
You
left it here. Didn't want it. Disrespectful.
I didn't want America to be great again.
You wanted to stay the way it is?
Well, I don't know.
See, people are.
I don't live there. I don't know. I don't even know what's going on.
What else? So I want you to drink sangria from a bull's arse, one of them bottles.
Well, if I don't see them, I'll just like have a glass of sangria.
You will see them. If you don't see them, you failed.
Feels like a fucking job now, going over.
Party and suds. Washing up liquid. You have to. That's what you do.
Get a sore throat off that.
And get a tattoo.
Okay. What one?
A tramp stamp.
Yeah, really.
Man United crest.
And just respect the whales. That's all we ask.
Always.
Yeah.
Always respect the whales.
Respect everything on the excursions.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, fucking no doubt. Thanks very much for listening to that. Hope you enjoyed it.
Do you?
You. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, you always enjoy it. I keep telling you that. I hope you enjoy your holiday.
Cheers.
Bring me back something nice, won't you?
Told you I'm getting a few things. Can I bring you back a bag of tat?
Lovely. Leave space for your smokes.
Oh, there'll be plenty of space for that.
Good.
Plenty.
And sure, we'll say goodbye then.
See you later.
All the best, right?
Mind yourself. And keep drinking the buzz balls.
There it is.